Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There are plenty of intriguing stories. Certainly one of the bigger trades this offseason involved the team that is covered by my next guest, the Seattle Seahawks, trading for Jamal Adams. The Seahawks always seem to be a team that has some noteworthy things going on in the offseason. And they get things going against Atlanta in Atlanta on Sunday. That's where they're getting their season started. Not an easy start to the season at Atlanta, then New England, Dallas. Don't play a division game until after the bye week. So a bit of a strange schedule for Seattle. So we'll dive into that and a whole lot more with my next guest. He covers the Seahawks for SeattlePI.com. Ben Arthur joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Ben, good to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I guess let's start with Jamal Adams. How is Jamal Adams fitting in so far in Seattle? I know there's been no preseason game, but it's been very limited as to what they allow people to even into practice, let alone see at practice. But from what you can gather so far, how is he fitting in?
Yeah, it's been, you know, a pretty seamless transition from all indications from Pete Carroll, from, you know, Russell Wilson, some of the players, and Jamal himself. He's really fit in really nicely. I know Jets defensive coordinator Greg Williams, you know, a few weeks ago was saying something about how, you know, Jamal might get bored in Seattle's defense because they don't have as many complex concepts and whatnot. But Jamal definitely doesn't look bored in this defense. One of the most apparent things is just the energy he brings on a day-to-day basis, you know, just watching practice from afar, you know, how he barks, you know, with the offense and, you know, the plays he makes. The blitzing capability is obviously something that the Seahawks are high on, you know, very versatile player and all-pro talent to help, you know, Bobby Wagner in that defense, which kind of struggled last season. So, you know, for all indications show that, you know, he's going to have a tremendous impact on this defense in 2020.
So, Ben, where are we at contractually with Jamal? Just I know that was a big deal with him and the Jets, is that he wanted a new contract, and now he's sitting and he's watching a lot of guys who were drafted around him, you know, Christian McCaffrey and Deshaun Watson yesterday. Tre'Davious White was a 2017 rookie. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes. A lot of rookies that are at his level, that Pro Bowl, All-Pro level, getting paid. What's been kind of the discussion or the back and forth with the Seahawks about taking care of that?
Yeah, so the Seahawks have been, you know, pretty quiet on that front. You know, when the trade went down, there were reports from, you know, the NFL Network about, you know, the Seahawks wanting the Seahawks and Adams coming to an agreement that they'd kind of revisit talks after the season. But, you know, you look at the guys that are getting paid, like the ones you mentioned, and, you know, guys at the safety position like him, you know, continuing to, you know, set the market. You know, Buda Baker from the Cardinals just kind of reset the market slightly like a week or two ago. So, you know, from a financial standpoint, you'd think the Seahawks would want to get a deal done sooner rather than later, you know, just because that price is going up. And, you know, regardless, Adams is going to, you know, he's going to reset the market, right? So, you know, from a financial standpoint, you probably want to get that done sooner rather than later. But there's been no indication that, you know, there's been movement on that front. You know, they've kind of maintained that that's going to be addressed later. And by later, it sounds like it's just going to be after the season. That's at least where it stands right now.
Ben Arthur, Seattle, PI.com, joining me. He covers the Seattle Seahawks. Ben, Jadeveon Clowney goes to the Tennessee Titans, and, of course, he played last year in Seattle. Are folks up in Seattle disappointed that the Clowney trade really only got one kind of injury-marred season out of him, or did it feel like a bit of a free roll anyways because they didn't give up much to get Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, I think if you ask fans, you know, they're kind of in two camps, right? There's one camp saying that finally, you know, the Jadeveon Clowney sweepstakes are over, you know, because it's, you know, it's been, you know, 4-5 months since, you know, free agency officially began in March. And, you know, some people were just sick of hearing it. Oh, is he coming back? You know, is he not coming back? It was kind of just this roller coaster for some people. But then, yeah, like there are other people that are, you know, kind of disappointed that this was only, you know, a 1 year thing. You know, they, you know, it's kind of well known how the Seahawks sort of fleeced the Texans in that deal last August. But yeah, it's, you know, with Clowney, I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, from a roster standpoint, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, the Seahawks are better without him, you know, such a disruptive player. You know, obviously the sack numbers aren't what you'd expect from, you know, a premier edge rusher, but, you know, one of the most disruptive players in the NFL, one of the best run stuffers coming off the edge, and just the impact, the double teams he drew and, you know, making plays for other guys, you know, the D-line, the pass rush for the Seahawks is really still up in the air. So, you know, not being able to get Clowney back, you know, a lot of people see as kind of a disappointment, and you look at the reported, you know, number that he's going to the Titans on, you know, 1 year, $12 million, can reach $15 million with incentives. You know, that's something that the Seahawks definitely could have afforded. You know, they were kind of unwilling to sort of break the bank, so to speak, on Clowney, even though they wanted him back. So, you know, he's obviously gone now. And I think, yeah, there is some frustration from fans. But, you know, I think the Seahawks, you know, general manager John Schneider and Coach Carroll, they always – know, kind of maintain that they weren't going to, you know, move heaven and earth to get Clowney. Like, it was going to be at their price, and obviously he didn't want to come back at their price. So that's kind of what it is.
Ben Arthur, SeattlePI.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So I'm curious, Ben, is there any impatience right now from Seahawks fans? And it sounds strange to say because they've been one of the most successful teams over the last, you know, decade or so since Pete Carroll got there, certainly since Russell Wilson got there as the quarterback. They're, you know, they're an above 500 team every year. Most year they win double digit games, and yet they haven't made it past the divisional round of the playoffs since the Super Bowl that they lost to the Patriots on the Malcolm Butler interception. What's the temperature in the city right now with the team when it comes to just making deep playoff runs again with one of the best quarterbacks in the league and one of the most successful head coaches of the last decade?
Yeah, you're kind of hitting it right on the money, you know, Sean. I mean, there is a lot of external pressure on the Seahawks to get over the hump. You know, obviously Seahawks fans have a very high standard for, you know, what they expect here. Obviously, with what the Legion of Boom did here, you know, last decade. But yeah, I mean, you look at kind of where they are right now. You know, Russell Wilson is in his prime. There's a lot of pressure to surround him with as many weapons as possible to get him the best offensive line possible. And then also for the defense to be kind of good enough to help the offense get over the hump. This was a top 10 offense last year, but the defense was in the bottom third of the league last year. So that's kind of, you know, why getting a Jamal Adams was so big. Russell Wilson was saying, during, you know, the offseason at the Pro Bowl, he was like, he kind of put pressure on John Schneider, you know, saying, hey, you know, we need superstars. That's basically what he was saying. And that there is pressure, you know, when a quarterback is in his prime, there is that small window of time you have. And obviously that window can be so fleeting in the NFL. And, you know, Coach Carroll, he's not going to be here forever. He's the oldest coach in the NFL at 68. So there's a lot of pressure, you know, from the outside on the Seahawks to make, you know, a deep Super Bowl, to make a run at a Super Bowl. And it starts this year. The Seahawks feel that they have, you know, a Super Bowl contending team. You know, obviously some people hope that they would have added, they could have added Jadeveon Clowney back, you know, maybe made that a top five defense. But regardless, you know, the hope is to make a deep run. Like the, you know, one, getting in the playoffs or like getting to the divisional round isn't going to slide anymore. So there's a lot of kind of pressure on that front.
Hey, Ben, last one before I let you go. We got about a minute. I'm curious how big a storyline it is in Seattle that there will be, I don't know if Seattle's having no fans or minimal fans like some of these stadiums, but at the very least, it's going to be a whole lot fewer fans than normal, considering that that's maybe the best home field advantage in all of football. How big a storyline has the lack of fans in the stadium been heading into the season?
Yeah, I think it is a storyline. I mean, I think the Seahawks have kind of done their part in sort of, you know, downplaying that. I mean, you know, all the teams are going to have the virtual noise. And historically, yeah, but the Seahawks, you know, it has been, you know, really great home field advantage, the 12th man and all that. But you look at the last couple seasons, the home field advantage, or particularly last year, the home field advantage wasn't really showing. They actually did better on the road than they did at home. So maybe that was just a fluke thing, but so yeah, I mean, it is a storyline, but, you know, with, you know, I think it is going to be, you know, interesting, kind of how that all, you know, plays out. The Seahawks can be, you know, competitive regardless, but yeah, I don't really have a great answer for you, Sean, but,
yeah.
But yeah, it's just going to be fascinating to see how all that works because, you know, the Seahawks do have, you know, such a great fan presence here.
Yeah, no doubt. Ben Arthur, SeattlePI.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Ben, I really appreciate you making time on a Sunday. Go ahead and enjoy next Sunday and the rest of the season. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Sean. You have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.